Do you know what the hedonic treadmill is, Andreas? And I said, no, I don't. He said, well, I thought you knew everything. I said, no, I know a lot, and I know how to make it quite simple, I know how to put it across to people, but yeah, I don't actually know everything. He looked at me. Well, I wish you'd known this. I wish you'd shown me this before I started working, before I spent the last 10 years killing myself. Okay, I said, what's the hedonic treadmill? He lit his cigarette, took a breath, took a puff in, and said this. As you have more and more, happiness gets further and further away. You can keep working, and you can keep earning, and you can keep investing, and you can keep making more money. But what you need, or what you think you need, always gets further and further away. Why do you think all these guys that have got millions of pounds in the bank continue working? I said, because they're bored at home, they hate their kids, they can't get along with their wife anymore. I don't know. He said, no, because they've got nothing else to do with their time. Really, I said? He said, yeah, really. All you're thinking about is the next promotion, the next pay rise, the next car, the next house, the next holiday. You think all those things are going to make you happy, but they don't. They just make you worse. You just need more space, so you end up buying a storage unit at the back of the house and buying a bigger car. You know, one day you'll be able to put your car within another car. We had the credit crunch. We could have stopped. We could have reflected. We had a moment in the West. And in the East, I interjected, yeah. And in the East, across the world, in developed and developing countries, to say, you know what? We've got enough now. No one said that. No one stopped. We took a breath halfway through the marathon and just continued running. But you know something, Andreas? I said, well, I meant to, yeah, that's my job. No, I'm being serious. Do you know something? I said, go on. And he said, we're on a marathon that never finishes. What's the bottom line, I asked. He said, we're making so much money, there never will be a bottom line. And that's when Alison realised it all had to stop.